I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right, we just heard from the president at CPAC. We heard from Brian Fitzpatrick today. How few Americans, how dwindling, believe in election integrity across the board. Democrats are doubling down on opening it up even more, making it worse today in the House, and he thinks that will pass. But Republicans are methodically, that's what I like, not just blowing steam, methodically trying to tighten this up so that there is more faith. Joe Gruters is the chair of the Election Integrity Commission. I'm not sure if it's bipartisan or not, we'll ask. And he's also the Florida RNC chair. Joe joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thanks so much for having me on. And I'm the chairman of the Republican Party's Election Integrity Committee for the country. Our great chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, appointed me. And listen, one of the reasons why is because I'm from Florida. Florida's the gold standard. We got it right. And we're gonna make sure we fix some of these problems around the country.
Well, let me ask you, though. That's true. Florida seems to have gotten it right. I'm not a fan of the mail-in ballot and the 30 days or 40 days in advance of voting. Here in Pennsylvania, that's the crux of the problem in large measure this time, Joe. So how does Florida do that and perceptually at least make people believe it's all in the up and up?
Well, listen, the most important thing is that obviously by listening to your program, you just have to make sure you restore the confidence in the voters. And the whole goal should always be to make it as easy as possible to vote, but as hard as possible to cheat. And when you think about what Florida did, it all started about 20 years ago with the Bush versus Gore controversy, the election controversy. And every cycle, we seem to have a close race. And so what's happened is the Republican legislature has gotten together, and we've tightened the screws to try to make sure we have integrity in the system. And over the course of the last 20 years, we developed a system to where we're with a state with 21.5 million people, with a very diverse population across in really different demographics and from a geography standpoint, coming together, having all the votes counted after a record turnout cycle, all by election night, all without very little issues. It wasn't perfect by any means, but we have 67 independent elected supervisor of elections, and they got it right. And I would say that that's why Florida's a gold standard. Listen, we were the laughingstock. But we did what we needed to do, and that's how we were able to restore the integrity of our system and make sure that our voters have the confidence. And obviously, in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, some of these other states out there, that confidence was eroded, certainly because of the 2020 controversy. And so that's what we're focused on doing. We're coordinating the effort on behalf of the Republican Party, all the Republican groups, and all of our friends out there. We're looking at what went wrong in 2020, and we're going to make sure that we fix these issues as much as we can at the state level through the legislative process. But then we're also going to make sure that we really tighten the screws everywhere else from a legal standpoint and from a, like I said, the legislative standpoint to restore that confidence that we need from our voters.
Okay, well, Joe, let me interrupt and ask, is voter ID one of those?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and does Florida have that?
Yes, we do.
Wow. How did that happen?
Well, listen, it doesn't come easy. And listen, sometimes, but you, as long as you're approaching everything with a with the mindset of making it as easy as possible to vote, but as hard as possible to cheat. Over the last 20 years, just like in Pennsylvania, you know, the Republicans have had control of the legislative process. It's not always easy to pass bills in the legislative process, and because it's easy to say that any bill is a voter suppression bill when that's obviously not accurate. What we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure there's integrity in the system, and whether it be ballot harvesting type legislation, you know, the voter ID laws, absentee ballot, you know, excuse laws. We got to make sure that we restore the confidence that the voters need, not only on our side, but everybody should want to make sure that if you have that every legal vote should count, and that we're doing everything the right way. And
well, look, I hear that, and Florida has done a remarkable job. But, Joe, I got to tell you, I'm from Philadelphia, born and bred, South Philadelphia and all the right, and I know what goes on here. So that's what our challenge is. Let's piece out, though, what is it concretely then? What action are you taking so far? You know the things, right, that need to be done, it sounds like. What are we seeing so far? Because Democrats today are voting on H.R. 1, which would double down on what we saw in the last election. So where are you guys going to strike concretely?
Listen, we're going to every state that's the swing state. We control 61 out of the 100 state legislatures across the country. We have model legislation, but what we're doing right now, we have basically 20 state chairmen coming together every week. We have a couple of subcommittees that we just formed. Ronna McDaniel, the party, has basically given us the power and the flexibility with the full staff and resources of the Republican Party to make sure that we can figure out what went wrong in 2020, and we're in the process of doing that. And then what we're going to do is, and this is that we have a very short time frame to do this. I would say over the next 60 days, we're going to have real deliverables. We're going to be working with all of our friends across the board. I love Philadelphia, by the way. My twin sister went to Villanova. My brother-in-law played basketball for Villanova, and so I've always been a fan of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. But I just want to let you know that the party overall, we are dialed in, and we're going to make sure we're not out-legislated, or we don't lose on the legal front. The COVID-19 issue obviously opened up some challenges for us, but we're going to make sure that we get everything right. And like I said, the full weight of the Republican Party at the national level is dealing with this now, and we're going to make sure that we get this right, because our candidates need it and deserve it, and we need to make sure we do everything so that we restore that confidence to the voters that we could win.
Fair enough. Joe, is there a website that you guys have set up at this point?
We're about to release it, so I don't want to tell you now, but be prepared for emails and ads that we're going to let people give their input on ways they think that we can continue to improve, and also ways for people to say what they think went wrong in 2020, and ways that, like I said, we can make those changes to ensure that we have that integrity in the system moving forward.
Joe, thank you. To be continued. Anytime. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.